professor.
So we're holding in Rashi, Veshisachiv Shelo Yoyo Boilomoy. So Rashi explains, Kegoin Ruven Shemes Beloibonim, Venoilad Loyach Leacha Misa, Veshmoy Levi. Veomat Shiben, Veyibe Mishtoi, after the lady, Rashi wants to go Afilu Lerab Shimen, Veloisha Achera Shemes Beloibonim, Velofnu Shtem Lifnei Levi, Shtem Pturis. לפי שאיש אס רובן שניסס לשימן אסור אלה לוי ועונש קורס עליה. Why? לפי שאיש אסך בקורס כשר הרעי שבפרשה. יחסיד בכולו ככל אשר יעשם מכל הטבע ישראלו. ובמוקר מצווה סייבום כשמייס בלויבונים שר רחמונה. ויש אסורכים שלא יהיה בוי לומוי שמייס קודם לידוסו אי לא ישר אלי. נחסיב כי ישו אחים יחדוב. שאויסן משיב האחס בוי לו. ואילכך משמייס רובן נאסרו עלי ואיסורו אלו. כשסך שיש לבונים, אין איבן, ואפילו אחשוב שנוף לו לפונו מכוח ביסוי אוכב שימן, שאוה בלומו יאסור עלי בשביל רובן. וכשם שאי אסור עלי, כך צורס איש השימן האחר אסור עלו, ואפילו לקמון לכל הרייס המצו ביקור שנוף לפני יובה מצורסים, ששתי הם פטורץ. ואם נסון, אוי נשקורס, שמאחר שפוטרו מהקוסוב, אוי נמזור לו באיסור איש הסך שיש לבונים. So we mentioned already, that this Arichas and Rashi is Omer Dersheini. This Arichas and Rashi is Omer Dersheini. Rashi is coming to be Masbir why is this Ochiv Sheloye Be'olomoy is Potur Me'ibum and it Patus the Tzor. Two Zachen. And Rashi explains Eishesach is also Erve. Like Bito is a Erve, Achisisho is a Erve, Kaloso is a Erve. Eishesach is also Erve. ומילא זוגת רשי, so רשי פיר זויס, ואלי שסך is also הרווה, like all of the other arayas. ומילא, when I was born, my older brother was dead already. ומילא, she's also to me, so I can't do yibu. So now Shimon married her, and now she falls מכוח Shimon, I can't do yibu, because she's also already. And ומילא, ואלי שאני can't do yibu, she patters the tzor. If רשי would only say a couple words, say no. Rashi would say, I can't do Yibum Teishesochim Shalohiyo Be'ilomoy. Why? Because was Potu from the parsha, so she's a Erve. The Mele, she's Potu Me'ibum, and she patters the Tzoro. Punki Rashi explains, Taka the Ptur Tzoro. So I can do Yibum, she's a Erve, and she patters the Tzoro. Very glad, this is the Rashi. I can do Yibum, she's a Erve, and she patters the Tzoro. And Rashi is Marich. And Rashi says, you know why? Mishamei Yisrael, Ruven, Nesro Alevi, Yisroilo. Kei Shesach Shiesh Lebonim. What is this Arichas? Rashi had to say, Ukshamei Yisroven, Asuro Alevi, Hilkach, Shikshimun Yibam, Kevan Shi Asuro Alevi, Shispotu Miyibum, and she patters the Tzoro. And Rashi has a Arichas. Shekevan Shemishamei Yisroven, Asuro Alevi, Yisroilo. What is this Tosefes Yisroilom Keishesach Shiesh Lebonim? It's a Ishesach on a Heter Yibum Bemelet Patus the Tzoro. Very glad. And Rashi is Marich Shemishamei Yisroven Asuro Alevi Yisroilom Hilkach she's Potur and she Patus the Tzoro. What is this Arichas in Rashi Mishamei Yisroven Asuro Alevi Yisroilom Yisroilom Shemei Yislevi Asuro Alevi. Bemele, she's a erve klapi levi, so he can't do yibum. So when Shimon is, for sure he doesn't do yibum, ki heish v'achim yachdov, even when Shimon is meyabim, and then Shimon dies, and now is a sibel le yibum, machmas Shimon, she cannot do yibum, he can't do yibum too, because she's a erve, I'll say she's ruben. And she patters the Torah. And as a tesefes words of in Rashi, she asuro alevi yisuroilo. This is the ora b'divrei Rashi. So to be masbir that, what is this Tosefes Hesber Shasur Alevi Yisroilom? We mentioned the Etzem Advorim, Sai Reb Elchonon, Sai Reb Nochem. Everyone says Be'etzem, the Etzem Yisoid Advorim. Rashi Adekashe. And this is one of the Dvorim Avadi, we're not Bikivei HaMasmeiris till we finish Yivamis, but we'll try to go through the Mahalach of Yivamis. Be'etzem, every time when you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, Shimon dies, Levi could be having the same wife of Reuven that now is by Shimon, that now Shimon is dead, Levi does Yibum. So the Shaila is, how Levi does Yibum? And this wife of Reuven that Shimon was miyabin, that Shimon is dead, and now Levi wants to do Yibum. Eilich and Amiyal says, Shimon, he has a mitzvah Yibum. Aber Eishas Reuven, he doesn't have a mitzvah Yibum anymore. Shimon was mekamim in the mitzvah Yibum. So she's a Eishasach of Reuven. So how Levi could do Yibum? So the Erev of Eishasach. As Eishasach von Shimon is a mitzvah Yibum. Aber as Eishasach von Reuven is no mitzvah Yibum. So it's a Erev. Like when Bitter is married to his brother, he can't do Yibum because the Erve stops him from doing mitzvah Yibum. His Achis Isha is married to his brother, he can't do Yibum because Achis Isha is stopping him. Kalosi Chamoise is stopping him. Eshes Achmi Imo stops him. Eshes Achmi Imo stops him because it's Erve. If Eshes Achmi Imo stops him, so here, the Eshes Achiv Reuven has to stop him. So how he could do Yibum? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon is Meyabim, we call it 1, 2, 3. How three does Yibum? She's also not saying she's Reuven. Every time, how you do Yibum? It's a double kosher merit. And we said it's three terutzim, we're not going, one that the Eishasach already disappeared completely, we said it's not true. The Yisoid of Shlishi Mikach Sheini Yibo, I'm Kilo inside his shoes, and what he has a heter, I have a heter, it also doesn't stim, it's only in the Sugi and Davchof. So the real answer is that what we're learning now in Yevamis is, the answer is, Mitzvahs Yibum is Doiche Isur Eishasach. It doesn't have to have that Eishasach has a Mitzvahs Yibum. If it's a Mitzvahs Yibum, Mitzvahs Yibum is Doiche Isur Eishasach. I have mitzvah Yibum as Eisa Shimon. It's doiche every Eishas Ach that the lady has. Say if the Isha has Eishas Ach as Shimon. Say if she has another Eishas Ach as Reuven, it doesn't make a difference. Mitzvah Yibum is doiche every Isu Eishas Ach that Oymer Lefonov. The Kerch of mitzvah Yibum is the doiche Isu Eishas Ach. So as Nefil as Shimon is a mitzvah Yibum, and that mitzvah Yibum is doiche Isu Eishas Ach from Reuven. You write that Eishas Ach of Reuven is no mitzvah to Meyabim. So what? Yibum is stronger for Mitzvah Eishasach. You need a mitzvah. On a mitzvah, you don't do Yibum. When I have a mitzvah, I do Yibum. Doesn't bother me, Isur Eishasach. This is the normal way to understand. And I'll tell you why it's the normal way. Because if you have to come to different Esberim, why none of the Rishonim explain it, how it works? No one felt from the Rishonim to explain to us why in 1, 2, 3, 3 could do Yibum. I Eishasach have Reuven. Yibum is doicha Isur Eishasach. Man darf nicht maßbar sein. Yibum is doicha mitzvah Isur Eishasach. Yibum is mitzvah Yibum Hashem gave b'mokim Isur Eishasach. This is the way we. It's not. Rishonim will explain. The other Hesberim will get to them. This is the normal Hesber. Mitzvah Yibum is doicha Isur Eishasach. B'meile, I have a mitzvah. It's a Isur Eishasach. It disappears. This is glad. ומילא זוגת רב אלחונן אין רב נוחם רשי עד שוור איש הסוחים שלא יבואי לומוי. You're right that I don't have a mitzvah סיבום על צי שס רובן. אין איך נעמי, I don't have a mitzvah סיבום על צי שס רובן. No mitzvah סיבום בכלל, כי ישו אחים יחדוב. I didn't have a mitzvah סיבום על צי שס רובן. But now Shimon was meyabem and Shimon dies. I have a mitzvah Yibum. What bothers me that she's also Eishasach of Reuven and I don't have a mitzvah Yibum as Reuven? But I have a mitzvah Yibum as Shimon. And mitzvah Yibum is doiche Isur Eishasach. So if mitzvah Yibum is doiche Isur Eishasach, so let my mitzvah Yibum to come now and doiche Isur Eishasach. Let my mitzvah Yibum to come and be doiche Isur Eishasach. So if mitzvah Yibum could be doicha Isur Eishasach, let the mitzvah Yibum to come. So fragt Rashi et Shver, Eishasach if shalom boi lomoi, why you can't do Yibum? The Heino, when Reuven dies and Levi is born, for sure Levi is not Miyabim Eishas Reuven. But after Shimon did Yibum, and now she's Eishas Shimon and Shimon dies, and you have a mitzvah Yibum as Shimon, what are you telling me? She's Eishasach shel Reuven. As vos! But mitzvah Yibum is doicha Isur Eishasach. This one was bothering Rashi. For sure, at least in this Rashi. And after them, Rashi came and he answered. And the Shaila, what Rashi answered? And Rashi says, V'hilkach mishameis Ruven nesro alevi isur oilom. What is the answer? So Rebbe Elchanan learns that the answer of Rashi is a halacha of nesro, as a sugi in the flamet. It's one of the yesodos in Yevamos. Kol Yevamo that she nesro sho achas nesro oilomis. I had a Yevamo, and she was asur on me, and now she's mutter. Kevon Omar Rabbi Yudah Marav Kol Yevamo sheina nikoyir v'bishas nefilo. Yevamo yovo yaleo. Kevon she nesro sho achas nesro oilomis. This is the halacha of nesro. She's asur oilomis nesro. Zalochev Nesro, she's Nesro Ilomis. So Bemele, Eishes Ruven for a while was Osur on me. It stays Osur forever. If it's Osur once, it's Osur forever. Well, maybe we'll be Masber just for that. Cholas Advorim. There's one tzaddik, Gemara Darshins from Darchei Noyam. It's not nice. The Torah said if someone is Osur, she feels she will never have to marry you, and then you tell her she has to go back. Sinishkin Darchei Noyam. Avala, we'll see later, maybe it's only a mocker, a drosha. But the Bimam, Chish is a din. Kevin she nesra shorachas, nesra ilomis. Vashi was also once. She stays also. This is the way Rebbe Elchanan is masbir Rashi. And he has a smach ledvorov. Rashi in Tesamud Beis says it word by word. Avada Rashi deals the Fir of Shimon, we'll have to answer. But the third Rashi, the third line, and Rashi Tesamud Beis. Rashi says, Hoysa Asur ben Efilo Mishumei, Shisorim Shilo Boilomi, Ve'iv Moshim Ve'ezbonim, Moide Rab Shimon Shasur Ole Levi, Hoil Ve'nesro Olov Shorachas ben Efilo Rishonim. So Rashi in Tesamud Beis, the third line Rashi says, Klo, why ben Efilo Shnio? When Shimon dies, you can't do Yibum. That's the halacha for Nesro. Rashi is a fear of Shimon, we'll have to see in the Hemshah. But Kevon Shenesro of Shoachas, Nesro of Ilomis. Now, what is the halacha of Nesro? The mocker of Nesro is the Gemara in the Flamet. The Gemara brings a case, we know all of the Arayas are also forever. The Hainu, if someone has a daughter-in-law, kalosa, even if his son is dead, kalosa is also bas ishtoi. Even if ishtoi is dead, pashtes, bas ishtoi is asura. Chamoisoi, pashtes, even if his wife is dead, chamoisoi, eish esochiv. His brother is dead, the isur stays. Achois isho, my wife's sister, the aloch is only also when my wife is alive. Bechayel. Isha lachoyso lesikach litzroir legales ervoso oleo bechayer. Only bechayer you're not allowed to marry achis isha. Sheloi bechayer you're allowed to marry achis isha. Zog the Gemara, what would it be if my brother married my sister? Then my brother dies, so I can't do yibu. I'm sorry, my brother married my wife's sister, achis isha. The brother is married achis isha. Mishnah daf lamed. My brother dies, so my third brother could marry her. So my third brother makes Yibum. Then my wife dies. And now my brother dies. So now Be'etzim, she's not Osur to me anymore. She's not a Erve anymore. Zog the Mishnah, but I can't do Yibum because Kevon she Nesro Olov Shorachas, Nesro Olov Elomis. Einach Nami, now she's not a Erve anymore. She's not a Achris Isha anymore because my wife is dead. Aber Kevon she Nesro Olov Shorachas, Nesro Olov Elomis. I'll give you a better case to make it easier. My brother is married, two brothers are married to two sisters. One dies, you can't do Yibum, right? Because Achris Isha. 2 minutes later, my wife dies. So now Be'ezim, I could do Yibum anymore. She's not a Erve. Aber Kevon she Nesro Shorachas, Nesro Elomis. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, Rashi means to answer Nesro. Rashi means to answer Nesro. This is the Kovet Zohores, Simon Aleph, Ois Beis. Rashi means to say Nesro. Rebbe Elchanan even didn't matter Tzach. Betur Dova Poshut. He mentions that Rashi said in Abbeis, Eishesorim Shalom Be'ilomo Yezosu Benefile, why? That's Nesro. One word, Miyad. Rebbe Elchanan, Rashi means Nesro. Rashi doesn't mean nothing else. Kipshut Rashi means Nesro. As they learned Rebbe Elchanan. And Lefi that, the Welt says, also in Rashi no Mudalef, Eishesochiv Meimoi. Rashi says, Eishesochiv Meimoi, that was married to Eishesach Minahav, and now the Eishesach Minahav dies. So Rashi, why can't do the Libum? Shasuro Ilomis. Rashi Mitznesro. Be'etzem, now I have a mitzvah Sibum. The mitzvah Sibum could be Doicha Isur Eishesach. The mitzvah Sibum could be Doicha Isur Eishesach. So while the mitzvah Sibum could be Doicha Isur Eishesach, so why I can't do Ibum? Again, Eishesach Mi'imoi, that is married Eishesach married to Achi Oviv. To Ochiv Minahav. This is the Rashi in Beis Amudala, the last Rashi. And now my brother dies, so Rashi, I can't do Yibum because Asuro Ilomis. So the world, the same Ezber. Be'etzem, I have a mitzvah Yibum. Mitzvah Yibum is Doicha Yisur Eishesach Minahav Veminahim. If I have a brother Minahach Veminahim and he dies, I could do Yibum. So Yibum has strong to him Eishesach Minahav Veminahim. So why Eishesach Minahim that is married to Eishesach Minahav, I can't do Yibum? So the Rebbe Chanon, Lefi Rebbe Chanon, that tells us that Eishesach Minahem was Nesro, and Kevin Shenesro Shoachas, Nesro Ilomis. You want to say that you don't have to come to it? Could be. We discussed it already. But so what? Who said Nesro has to have an Nefila? Who said? Shaloi Ba'ilomi was also non Nefila Klapai. No. It's non Nefila. Yachdov is non Nesro Bichlo. It's not Nefila Bichlal. I'm not sure. Yachdov says that it's not Shaykh Nefila. We'll see. Could be you don't have to come to it. But that's the Derech HaPshuta from Rebbe Elchanan. Again, Rebbe Elchanan himself in Kevitz Ha'ores, Aleph Beis speaks about Shaloi Ba'ilomai. He doesn't bring down even Eishesach Me'imoi, dear. The Achronim want to bring it out, Lefi Rebbe Elchanan. Das ist der Hezbar von Rebbe Elchanan. Rebbe Nochem le'umas dem. Rebbe Nochem is not masking. Again, even that Rebbe Elchanan has a shtickel raya, k'tzas raya. What is the k'tzas raya from Rebbe Elchanan? The k'tzas raya is the Rashi and Tesamud Beis. Rashi says the words Shenesra olav shoachas. Shenesra olav shoachas. אז זה זוג רשי, שנסו עליו שואחת. זוג רב נוחם, it's not מסתבר, the פשט like רב אלחולם. Why? First, רשי doesn't say the words, שנסו עליו שואחת. רשי says both places, נסו עליו איסור אוילום. Rashi had to say, Shenesro olav shoachas, v'shuv asuro olav oilomis. Like the Loshon HaGemara and Aflamed, Shekevon Shenesro shoachas, asuro olav oilomis. And Rashi says different words. Rashi says, Shasuro isur oilom. Shasuro isur oilom. It's different words. Rashi in Daftesim would base like it says, Shenesro olav shoachas. Dear Rashi is going to Reb Shimon. We'll explain later why Daftesim is different. But by Yosok Reb Nochem, the first Torah, Rashi never used the words Shenesro olav shoachas. Rashi never used the word Shenesro olav shoachas. If Rashi never used the word Shenesro olav shoachas, it's a doichak to say that Rashi means Nesro. Aleph. Beis. It's mashma in the sugyas hashas in Yevomes that Nesro is nischadesh and aflamet. And lefi Rashi, Nesro steht in the Mishneh from the Shisorim Shalei Ba'ilamai. And the Gemara in the aflamet is mashma that it was a nischadesh and the sugya in the aflamet. And the Gemara says, Idachye mei beise, lo idachye, if you see good the Gemara there. A whole shayli kilu, it's a chiddush in the sugya in the aflamet. If you're telling me Lefi Rebbe Elchanan, that is no way to learn our Mishnayos without Nesro, so Nesro is the base. Source of the Shas, it's in the Flamed, when you have a Mishnah there, you have to Mechadish the Yesod of Nesro. In the Flamed, you have to Mechadish the Yesod of Nesro. Mashma till the Flamed, you don't have to Mechadish the Yesod of Nesro. Mashma, we could go without Nesro. Mashma, you could go without Nesro. So, nicht mashma als Nesro. So again, the Lashon is not mashma, and the Flamet is mashma, and it's only in the Flamet. And now the Nidah, the Gemara there has a tzad, that if it's more brothers, you don't say Nesro, do steht klo nicht nasei. Zogt Reb Nochem, the Pshat is not like Reb Elchanan. It's not going mitzad Nesro. It's not going mitzad Nesro. You don't need to come to Nesro by us. So why she's also, come back the kasha, kum zurück the kasha. Lechu, I have a mitzvah zibu. Mitzvah zibu is doicha yisur eishasach. So why you can't be miyav shalom yaboy lomoy if you don't say Nesro? Zogt Reb Nochem, Rashi has a different teretz. Rashi learns, Yibum is never doicha isur eishasach. These words, the festive words of Reb Elchanan, Yibum is doicha eishasach. 1, 2, 3, doesn't make a difference. But mainly we have a kasha. If Yibum is doicha eishasach, even 1, 2, 3, so why it's not doicha eishasach shlo boilomoy, mali shlo yo boilomoy, mali yo boilomoy, Yibum is doicha isur eishasach. Yibum is akech to be doicha isur eishasach. Right, this is our kasha. Yibum is doicha isur eishasach. The teretz is not. Not Yibum is doicha isur eishasach. Not Yibum is doicha isur eishasach. Fakert go. Eishasach was never osur b'mokim Yibum. Remember, we mentioned the psicha shio. The nusaf of Reb Elchanan is tchuyo. Yibum is doicha eishasach. 1, 2, 3. Yibum is doicha. Doesn't make a difference. Rashi learns Yibum is not doicha eishasach. Eishasach was never osur b'mokim Yibum. When did Tere ask the Eishasach? Sheyesh lebonim. Eishasach she'en lebonim lo yosro toiro. Eishasach, lo shen Rambam, we medai, what erve is osur Eishasach sheyesh lebonim? Eishasach she'en lebonim was not osur. And I want to be madgish. Not only when it's a mitzvah siyibum, mitzad this Eishasach. Eishasach she'en lebonim is not osur b'mokim yibum, even if the mitzvah yibum is not on that Eishasach. In 1, 2, 3, the mitzvah yibum is not a number 1. The mitzvah yibum is a number 2. Aber weil it's Eishasach she'en lebonim, so it's mutter b'mokim mitzvah yibum. Dehainu, Eishasach was never nesach b'mokim yibum. Eishasach she'en lebonim is not osur b'mokim yibum. Not that the mitzvah yibum is doicha isur eishasach. Eishasach is not osur b'mokim yibum. So even that the mitzvah yibum is coming mitzad number 2, aber the eishasach of number 1 is not osur b'mokim mitzvah yibum. B'meile, lefi Rashi, why you could do yibum in 1, 2, 3? Because eishasach is not osur b'mokim yibum. Even that I don't have a mitzvah sibum at number 1. My mitzvah sibum is at number 2. The mokim mitzvah sibum, Eishasach was never also. Now that the Eishasach, why? When Hashem said, Arayis, he asked her to marry my daughter. He asked her to marry my mother. He asked her to marry my chamoisoy. He asked her to marry Eishasach she'en yesh leibonim. And never asked her to marry Eishasach she'en leibonim b'mokim yibum. B'mokim yibum, Eishasach she'en leibonim is not also. It's only also Eishasach sheyesh lebonim. Eishasach sheyesh lebonim is not also b'mokim yibum. This erve was never also. It's hutro. It's not chuyo, it's hutro. Why? Why Hashem did it? I'll tell you why Hashem did it. While Hashem is planning to give us a mitzvah yibum, He doesn't want every day that the mitzvah yibum will crash with the aveir of Eishasach. So when He made the Isur, He said, this Isur doesn't apply in the days of mitzvah yibum. It's pashut as it. While Hashem has to give a mitzvah yibum, and the mitzvah yibum has to be when it's the Isur of Eishasach, so how the Torah gives the mitzvah? The Torah says, this erva that I'm answering on you, I'm not answering it, b'mokim mitzvah yibum. B'meile. So what erva Hashem didn't answer? Eishasach she'en lebonim. Aber Eishasach sheyesh lebonim, dear, the Torah never gave the heter. Right? The Torah said, Eishasach she'en lebonim, I'm saying, b'mokim yibum, I'm not answering it. Eishasachim shel rebei lomoy, it's like Eishasach sheyesh lebonim. So this Eishasach never had the heter. So b'meile, so what if it's in the fila shniya? Aber Eishasach sheyesh lebonim, the Torah never gave the heter, right? Like the Torah didn't give the heter when your brother is married. She gave the heter when your brother is dead without kids. That Eishasach is not osur b'mokim yibum. Aber Eishasach sheyesh lebonim, the Torah was never matir. Eishasachim shelo yo b'ilamoy is like Eishasach sheyesh lebonim. B'meile, it never had the heter. Valet never had the heta. 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 So if never had the heta leibum, Valet never had the heta leibum. So Bemele, it's not a kasha. You don't have to come to Nesra bichlam. You don't have to come to Nesra. Eishes Ruven, that Eishes Ach, never had a heter leibum. So Eishes Nami is a mitzvah yibum as Eishes Shimen. Aber as Eishes Ruven, that Eishes Ach is not mutter. If you learn yibum as matir isur Eishes Ach, so what is the difference? It's the same Eishes Ach. Aber if the pshat is that Eishes Ach has a heter betoichoi, welche Eishes Ach has a heter betoichoi? Eishesach sheyesh en loibonim. Eishesach sheyesh loibonim doesn't have a heter betoichoi. B'meile zok trashi eishesachim sheyeboi lomoi becomes like eishesach sheyesh loibonim, and while it becomes like eishesach sheyesh loibonim, b'meile it's not mutter b'nefila shniya. Eishesachim v'imoi is pashut hazeh that eishesach is not a eishesach that has a heter. This is the way Reb Nochem learns. So we'll read the Rashi inside. Vehilkach mishmei sruven nesro alevi yisroelom. This eishesach, this is the words of Reb Nochem. This eishesach doesn't have a heter leibum. This eishesach doesn't have a heter leibum. It's osroelomis. It's eishesach on a heter leibum. These are the words of Elomis. Keishesach sheyesh lebonim. This is the mashal. It's eishesach on a heter. Keishesach sheyesh lebonim. It's a Yishesach on a heter, a Yishesach sheyesh lebonim. Like a Yishesach sheyesh lebonim doesn't have a heter, a Yishesach sheyesh lebonim also doesn't have a heter. So don't ask me a kasha about why I can't do Yibum. As David 1-3, let me to do Yibum now. I can do Yibum now. This is the poshta vault of Reb Nochem. This is the poshta vault of Reb Nochem. We'll go one more step. Let me gain one more step. What is the next step? Abazei. Maybe I will do it in an easier way. We'll go to the next step in an easier way. We'll skip to the next Rashi. Rashi dibor amasril keshem shetzor az bitoi ptura. Rashi is coming to be masbir now tzor az tzor. So Rashi explains, look Rashi inside. Dibor amasril keshem shetzor az bitoi ptura. Later, blin eder, we'll choyzer to the Rashi. Shenesro olov mishas nefil as ochi vorishoin, shenof loim bitoi lefonov, upotratoi bitoi amenu, v'arei olov keishesach shiyesh lebonim, v'asur oloi oi lo mis. Rashi is coming to be Masbi now how Tzoras Tzora works. So we explain Shitas Rashi that is Poitros, not Oisros. Right? So if Rashi learns Poitros and not Oisros, so what is the Pshat? So Rashi learns that if my brother is married to my daughter, the Tzora becomes Potu. What is the Isur of the Tzora lefi Rashi? Thank you. What is the Isur of the Tzor lefi Rashi? Eishesach. So the Tzor only has a Eishesach. This is the Lashon Rashi. Keshem shetzor az bitoi pturo, shenosro olov mishas nefilas ochi vorishoin, shenof loim bitoi, upotrato bitoi amenu, harei olov keishesach sheyesh lebonim, ve'asur oloi lomes. So my brother is married to my daughter, he dies, I can't meyabim my daughter, and I can't meyabim the tzora because she's a ishesach. My other brother goes and marries the tzora. Now the tzora patters her tzora. How she patters the tzora? Ishesach. This is the Rashi. Rashi has a kasha here, l'chura again. I can't marry my daughter and I can't marry the Tzora. Shimon married the Tzora and Shimon died. Right? Reuben is married to my daughter and another lady. Reuben dies, I can't do Yibum. Shimon marries the Tzora and Shimon dies. Why I can't do Yibum to Eishes Shimon? Why I can't do Yibum to Eishes Shimon? What is the Aveira? What is the Issu? What? I have Mitzvah Yibum of Shimon. Why I can't do Yibum? What is the Aveira? What is the Issu? Eishes Achiv who? Shimon, I'm allowed to do Yibum. Again. Reuben is married to my daughter and another lady. Reuben dies, I can meyave my daughter and the Tzora. Shimon goes and marries the Tzora and Shimon is dead. Why I can't marry the Tzora now? Eishes Achiv who? Eishes Achiv who? Eishes Achiv Reuben. I mean, Eishes Achiv Reuben. Eishes Achiv Reuben. Aber Mitzvah Sibum is doicher Yisur Eishes Ach. And now I have a Mitzvah Sibum. Lefi Rashi was never Isur on the Tzora. It was only Poitras. She didn't have a mitzvah. So I can't marry my daughter and I can't marry the Tzora. Now my brother Shimon went and married the Tzora. So now my brother Shimon married the Tzora and now Shimon is dead. Why I can't marry this lady? She's a Ishesach. So what if she's a Ishesach? There's no mitzvah at Reuben. At Shimon is a mitzvah. So at Shimon is a mitzvah. Mitzvah Sibum is doicha evi isur eishesach. Mitzvah Sibum is doicha isur eishesach. So look what Rashi answers. Look in Rashi. Keshem shetzoras bito ipturo, shenesro olo mishas nefilas ochi vorishoin, shenoflo im bito elefono vepotor bito amenu, harei elof keishesach sheshlomim, veasur oloi oilomis. ואסור לו אילומיס ואסור לו אילומיס ואסור לו אילומיס What is Rashi saying here? Why I can't marry her? She's אסור לו אילומיס What is this אסור לו אילומיס? She's a שסך רובן So Rashi, why I can't do Yibum? She's asur lo yoilomis. Zogt Rebbe Elchanan, Rashi at Shver, why you can't do Yibum? If you learn Poitrois, so ain't a chanami she's a shesach of Reuven, but now she's married to Shimon, and Shimon dies, you have a mitzvah Yibum. You write that you have a Yisur HaShesach of Reuven. So what? But mitzvah Yibum is doicha Yisur HaShesach. Zogt Rebbe Elchanan, l'shitosoi, Rashi answers, Nesro. Rashi learns mitzad nesro. Rashi learns why Tzora is also benefila shniya mitzad nesro. And it's medayik, this is the Rashi, nochamol, v'asur lo yoilomis. So Rebbe Elchanan learns why she's also benefila shniya. Tzoras erve is also benefila shniya. The reason she's also benefila shniya is mitzad nesro. Very gishmak. And these are the words of Rashi, ואסור אלוהי אילומיס. פרק רב נוחם, היה לה על הדס דת רשי מינז נסרו? היה לה על הדס דת רשי מינז נסרו? If רשי מינז נסרו, you know what comes out? That every צורה צורה is only also because נסרו, right? So state in the פוסוק ליצרו, that is a parsha of נסרו. If there's no way to explain why she's also when Shimon marries her, only mitzad nesro, so why the Gemara in the Flamen needs psukim? You're telling me now that every tzoras erve is also benefila shniya, and she bothers the tzora because nesro. So it's a mefurash pasuk. Litzro. Zogt Reb Nochem, I'm not learning nesro. I will say again my same shtikel teire. It's not mitzad nesro. Valde, she's a tzoras erve, she's mufka from the parshe. Val, she's a tzoras erve, she's mufka from the parshe. So the tzoras erve gives her a shame. If eishes ach sheyesh lo bonim, so that eishes ach doesn't have a heter. Veishver bo. As I said, Reb Nochem. It becomes like eishes ach sheyesh lo bonim. לא שם רשי. והרי אלוב כאישס אך שיש לבוני ואסור אלו אילומיס. This is the word of Reb Noche. So before we go to the next madrege, I want to be mindy the dvor. So we have be'etzem two drochim le'oirech kol ha'derech. Reb Elchanan learns that be'etzem in 1, 2, 3 state that I could miyave meis Shimon even if I'm pegav the erva veishes Ruven and I'm not mekayim a mitzvah because yibum is doicha isra ishes ach. Doesn't make a difference if that ishes ach has a mitzvah or not. This is 1, 2, 3. If 1, 2, 3, I could make a yibum on Eish Shimon that was married to Reuben, and I don't have a problem. Rashi Ashver, Eish Ochiv Meimoi. Rashi Ashver, Shelo Eboi Lomoi. And Rashi Ashver, Evitzor Aserbet, only Eish Ach, so do yibum. Rashi answers one teretz, Nesro. This is Azei Given Amor. We have to, before we go, no. Azei Given, Azei Klal Yisrael learned from Rebel Chonon, Kovetz Ores, Simon Aleph, or his base, that all of these three things, some dog. All of these three things are only also mitzad nesro. Only also mitzad nesro. Doesn't ask over on nesro in the name you could do yibu. On nesro you could do yibu. On nesro you could do yibu. Why? Eish mitzad yibu mizdach eisur eish asach. Mitzvah Zibum is Doicha Yisur Eish Asach. This is the way Reb Elchanan learned. But Reb Nochem says it's a Doichak. It's a Doichak. That the Sugyas here have to go Mitzad Nesro is a Doichak. When Beile Reb Nochem says we're not going Mitzad Nesro. Nesro Negea to the Sugya and the Flamet. Nesro is Negea to the Sugya and the Flamet. Here we're going Mitzad that not every Eishesach is mutar leibum. Only Eishesach she'en leibonim is mutar leibum. Dehainu. Not mitzvahs yibum is doiche evi isur Eishesach, like Reb Elchanan puts it down. We're going the opposite. Eishesach was not nesach b'malkim yibum. Hutro. Not the yibum is doiche the isur Eishesach. Eishesach was never nesach b'malkim yibum. As hey, so now it's very easy, zog Trashi. And what is his ach was not nesor b'mokim yibum? Is his ach she'en loibonim? Is his ach she'yesh loibonim was never mutar b'mokim yibum? Is mechadish Rashi? These three is his achs are ke is his ach she'yesh loibonim. Is his ach me'imoy? It's not in the parsha. B'meile, even if it falls now that she marries Ochiv min ha'av, but that is his ach is osur oilomis. Evi is his ach she'en loibonim, this is the word. It's not osur oilomis. It's only osur biz yibum. The mokim yibum, it was never osur. But she yesh lebonim was osur oilomis. Shlobo oilomoy is osur oilomis. Tzoras erves is osur oilomis. So the word Eilomis means this Eishes Ach never had a heter b'mokim yibum. If this Eishes Ach never had a heter b'mokim yibum, the mele it's also very glad, and you don't have to come to Nesro. This chelek is glad, and this is the Amodas Advori. We'll try to go to one more chelek. This is a little bit the hard part of Reb Nochem. Abel, we'll try together a little bit to go to Mamakim. So this chelik till here, everyone has to know Yosha Ve'ofuch. This is the ganze gang as we get Masechta Yevomis. The second chelik already is a shtickel oimik. I want to ask you a shayla. We know the Mishnah and the Flamet says the Aloha of Nesro. What is the case of Nesro? My brother, two brothers are married two sisters. Reuven and Shimon are married two sisters. And Reuven dies. So you can't do Yibum. Do you? It's Eish Achos Isha. The other brother makes Yibum. And then my wife dies. And now the second brother dies. So Be'etzim now, she's not a Erva anymore. Aber Kevon Shenesro Shoachas Nesro Ilomis. This is the Gemara. This is the sugi of Nesro and the Flamet. Frag Reb Nochem, why you have to come to Nesro, dear? Say the same thing. That Eishesach was not a Eishesach that was oimed leibum because it was a erve. So b'meila, I can't do yibum. Why do you have to come to Nesro? Why every time in the Flamet you have to come to Nesro? If we said a yesod that a shesach sheyesh lebonim is not mutar leibum, shloim beilama is not mutar leibum, tzaraser is not mutar leibum, that a shesach was not mutar leibum, a shesach of meima was not mutar leibum. So now I'm asking you the next shaila. Two brothers are married to sisters, and one dies, so he can't do yibum, so the third brother makes yibum, and now my wife dies. So the halacha is, I can't, and then my brother dies. So even that now she's not an erve, I cannot do yibum. Why? Kevon shenesro shorachas nesro ilomis. If Reb Nochem is right, why you have to come to Nesro? Why you have to come to Nesro? On Nesro. On Nesro. This Eishesach is never mutar leibum. This Eishesach is never mutar leibum. So why you have to come to Nesro? Why you have to come to Nesro and the Flamet? Sholish achim, shnayim nesuim shtei achis, v'echad nosi nochis. Meis echad mibale achis, kol as nosi nochis as ishtoi, v'meis o ishtoi shel sheni, v'achar kech meis nosi nochi, arei ze asur alo v'ilomis, hoi v'nesro alo v'shor achas. Omer Rabbi Yudai kol yevom v'shani kirem v'shas nefili yevom v'leo, arei gizah shemoni v'asur. Why you have to come to Nesro? While we say, so the Teretz is, the Fira Belchonon, Lemais, and now she's not a Erve, she's only a Ishesach, and now is a Mitzvah Sibum, Mitzvah Sibum has to be Doicha Yisur Ishesach, the Teretz is Nesro. But the Fira Belchonon, we said, when she's Mufka from the Parsha, you don't have to come to Nesro. Even when she's the Mufka from the Parsha, you don't have to come to Nesro. So why do you have to come to Nesro? Again, every time I look and I say, why the lady is also? If I only have a Shesach and I have a Mitzvah Sibum, I could do Yibum. 1, 2, 3 tells me, listen carefully. Lefira Belchonon, 1, 2, 3 tells me, every time when I have a Mitzvah Sibum, I could do a Mitzvah Sibum. Even if I have a Ishesach, Ishesach could never disturb Mitzvah Yibum. When I cannot do Yibum, when that Ishesach was also for a while, Kevon Shenesro Shachas Nesro Ilomis, Shelo Ibo Ilomoy was also for a while. Tzor HaServe was also for a while. Ishesach Minayim was also for a while. The Gemara and the Flamed, two brothers married to sisters. One dies, you can't do Yibum, the other brother does Yibum, now my wife is dead, now it's only a Shesach, but she was also for a while. In the meantime, I could not do Yibum, so Bemele is Nesro. Reb Nochem said, by us we don't have to come to Nesro. Why we don't have to come to Nesro? Because, Stam, a Shesach sheyesh lebonim doesn't have a heter leibum. Shelo Ibo Ilomoy doesn't have a heter leibum. Tzor HaServe doesn't have a heter leibum. That is Shesach never had a heter leibum. That is Shesach never had a heter leibum. So, lamet rachin good. Three brothers, two married, two sisters. The first one dies, you can't do yibum because she's the wife, his wife is a chois isha. So the third one makes yibum. Now, your wife dies, and this brother dies. So this lady now, be'etzem, she's a normal Shesach, she's not a chois isha anymore. So why you can't do yibum? So lefir Reb Elchanan Nesro, lefir Reb Nochem, while that Ishesach was a erve, so that Ishesach that was a erve never had a heter leibum. So I can't do yibum because that Ishesach never had a heter leibum. So why I have to come to Nesro? Why I have to come to Nesro? What do you answer? Answer one line. I'm telling you. Answer. I'm asking why I need to come to Nesro. So what we have to say? What we have to say? That the achos deishes ach dir is not mufka from the parsha. Shelo ebo ilomo is mufka from the parsha. Eishes ach minaim is mufka from the parsha. Dear, it was not Mufka from the Parsha. It was only a Erve. If the Erve disappeared, this Ishesach is Roy Leibu. This Ishesach is Roy Leibu. Fragt Reb Nochem, and this is the kasha I want to ask. Fragt Reb Nochem, a starke kasha. Fragt Reb Nochem, as it. By us, something just doesn't make sense. But listen carefully, it's a double kosher, maybe kosher me'oid, but I think Eilam can chap. Tzoras Erve. So Rashi explained why the Tzoras Erve benefilo shniya I can marry, because she's Eishes Ach. And she's Asura Eilomis. She's Asura Eilomis. Rebbe Elchanan learns Nesra. Said, we don't want to go with Nesra. So why are we explaining why she's Asura? Why she's also? Explain to me why she's also. Because this Eishes Ach doesn't have a heter ibum. Why this Eishes Ach doesn't have a heter ibum? Why this Eishes Ach doesn't have a heter ibum? She was a Tzoras Erve yesterday. Now she's married to Shimon. Lefi Rashi, Erve never asked the Tzora, only pater the Tzora. So again, Reuven is married to my daughter and another lady. Reuven dies, and Shimon makes Yibum to the other lady. Now Shimon dies, lady wants to do Yibum to that second lady. We tell him, you can't. Why? She was a Tzoras Erve. He says, what is the Aveir of Tzoras Erve? Eishesach, I can do Yibum. They tell him, no, it's Eishesach Sheyesh Labonim. He says, why it's Eishesach Sheyesh Labonim? Why is she Eishesach Sheyesh Labonim? She's a Tzoras Erve. Tzoras Erve of who? Of my daughter? She was a Tzoras Erve of my daughter. And she was Patu. Oh, but now, she's married to Shimon. What Aveir? She only has a shame of Eishesach. She's not Erve anymore. She's not a Tzoras Erve anymore. She was a Tzoras Erve. But now she's not a Tzoras Erve anymore. She was yesterday. Achristisha was also yesterday. And this was Nesra. But now she's not a Tzoras Erve anymore. Now she's not a Tzoras Erve anymore. Now she's a wife of Shimon. So why I can't do Yibum? What stops me now from doing Yibum? So this we call Nesra. Yesterday, Achristisha was also Erve yesterday. But if now she's not Achristisha, you're telling me that Eishes Ach could come to Yibum. She was a Tzoras Erve yesterday. But now she's a normal lady. So why I can't do Yibum? Why I can't do Yibum now? Again, yesterday was also Nesra. But if we want to go without Nesra, so we want to say that this Eishes Ach was Mufka. But now she's not anymore a Tzoras Erve. Well, she stays Tzoras Erve forever? What do we should say Tzoras Erve forever? What? Legabi what? Legabi what? She's not a Arayas. She's a Arayas today, no. Eishes Ach is Mutar Leibum. But Eishes Ach that stops to be a Erve. Eishes Ach that stops to be a Erve. One minute, the first verse, no one mitzvahs Yibum anymore. The first. Eishes Ach is Oymer. If the Erve will stop, the Eishes Ach will be Oymer Leibum. Say that, stay that it's also. So say like Rebbe Elchanan, Nesra. Again, Lefi Rebbe Elchanan, the Oymek of the Kash is. I want to explain. The Oymek of the Kash is. Why, in the case of the Flamed, in the case of the Flamed, she was a achois isha. When the first brother dies, she's a achois isha, and I can't do yibum. And tomorrow she stops to be a achois isha. So we say that Eishes Ach be'etzem, when the shame erve stops, it's be'etzem oymed le'yibum. We can't say that it's Eishes Ach that is not oymed le'yibum. There we have to come to Nesra. Here we explain, that Eishes Ach was never oymed le'yibum. Eishes Ach me'imoy is never oymed le'yibum. Aber Tzoras Erve, the Eishes Ach of Tzoras Erve, why the Eishes Ach of Tzoras Erve stays the Eishes Ach that is not oymed le'yibum? L'cha'ure, after the second brother marries her. So it's not more shame Tzoras Erve. There's no more shame tzora serve. Legabi, what is a tzora serve? Klabi, the first brother she has a shame tzora serve. Aber her eishesach is a erve dikei eishesach. What about erve dikei eishesach? Klabi, the first brother she was mufka meyibum. But now it's not negera anymore. But forever it stays that shame. So, we'll have to say, so forever it stays that she's the tzora serve. Forever she stays the tzora serve. So what will have to be the answer? The answer is Rabbi Nochem Azay. Klapi, the first Eishesach, she stays, and Achois Isho, the Erve stopped to be a Erve. Here, she stays the Tzoras Erve the whole time. She stays the Tzoras Erve the whole time. Now, in the case of Naflamed, the Achois Isho stopped to be a Erve. So the Eishesach became Eishesach, that mitzad atzmi is roi leibum. So then we have to come to Nesro. Mashenge mitzoras erve, she got a shame tzoras erve, so it said that she's mufka from yibum. So ene chenami, klapi shimen, she's not mufka from yibum. Of a klapi deishes ach from ruven, even that it doesn't exist anymore, because there's no more mitzvah yibum anymore, of a that deishes ach stays outside of the parsha, because it stays a shame of tzoras erve. It stays a shame of tzoras. No, even if Rashi that it's poitras, klapi the first marriage, it stays poitras. So that is Yisach as a poitras. La. This is the only way to answer it. Again, we have to mechalek the vote with the cheshbon. The vote of Nochem is poshut. All of these Yisach. I moved from the parsha. This is the reason you don't do yibum. No shaychus to Nesro. Lefi Reb Elchanan, everything is going with Nesro. Now we ask, if like Reb Nochem and himself, over the flamed, we have a case of Nesro. I have to fit with a case of Nesro. I have to also shtim with a case of Nesro. The answer is, and the flamed for sure we will say Nesro. Why? Because dear, the erve stopped to be erve. So the Yishesach again today is roi leibum. Mitzad atzmoi, it's not like Shiloh Boi Lomoi. It's the Eishesach was Roy Leibum. The Erve was sitting in it. When the Erve stops, it's okay. So now we're asking Tzoras Erve. You're right that she was Mufka from the Parsha. You're right that she was Mufka from the Parsha. But when she's Mufka from the Parsha, so she's Eishesach Sheyesh Loboni. One second. Bishas, the first brother dies, and he's married to my daughter, so the Erve is Moitzi the Eishesach from the Parsha, and is Moitzi the Tzoro from the Parsha. It's Poitras. So the Eishesach becomes Eishesach Sheyesh Leboni. And that never changes. She stays forever a Tzora Selve. She stays forever a Tzora Selve.
Why?
If the Erve dies, so Bemele it's not Osur anymore. But here, she's a Tzora Selve. Because she has the shame to herself. Nothing changed. Because it makes it. Kozman the Erve is there. Kozman the Erve is there. So b'meile it's Eishesach Sheyesh Lebonim. Well, when the Erve is not there anymore, so b'meile she goes back into the parsha. Here, the pshat is, the Erve took her out. When she stops to be a Erve, she goes back into the parsha. When she stops to be a Erve, she goes back into the parsha. Oh, it's the kasha. Masha'en can hear, she stays at Tzoras Erve. So you're right that, kilo, if I would be trying to meyab and meishas Ruben now, the eishas achim Ruben is weiter outside the parsha. The Hainu. Reb Nochem said, he will explain it with a marshal. If you would want to leave now, Shimon, if you want to leave Shimon now, and tell Shimon, forget about kilo, you didn't do yibum. I want to meyab and meishas Ruben. They will let him or not. He wants now to meyab and meishas Ruben. But Tzoras Erve, he can't be Miyabimer, because she's a Tzoras Erve. Mashiach, in the case of the Erve, he could be Miyabimer now, on Nesro. Dehainu, that Eishesach, even now, is not Oymed Leibum. If you would try to marry that Eishesach, you could marry that Eishesach? No. Because it's a Tzoras Erve. You're right, it's no more Parshas Yibum. But look at it will try to be in the Parshas Yibum. The Tzoras Erve will tell the Tzora, the Erve will tell the Tzora, you move from the Parsha. So that is Eishesach Sheyesh Lebonim. Masha'enken. In the case of Naflamet, it's Nishtazeh. And the case of Naflamet, the Erbe stopped to be Erbe. If you would want to marry now that lady, Als Yibum, Lu Yitzur Shimon would never do Yibum, and you would want to go back without Nesro, you could really marry her. Masha'engin here, you cannot marry her. Does it the Tchilas Advorim? Azog Nochamor. Avadi, the Shaila will be, what would be if the Bitoy dies? So she's not Tzora Selva anymore. If the Bitoy dies, so she's not Tzora Selva anymore. So then you have to come to Nesro. So then you will have to. So on Nesro. No, Bitoy, you can't marry, she's dead. Achoisisha, Chutzma Achoisisha, Mayos. So Zog Nochamor. This is a part that we have Ois Cheshbon. Maybe tonight we'll a little bit more discuss it, or tomorrow we have to start the thesis already.